Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment if you just can't take a hint. Well, seek treatment
with Kat
and Pat.
Hello, hey. Is for helloies.
Hey is for helloies, and hey is for helloies and horsinas and
horsiantas.
This is, of course, Seek Treatment. Of course, you know that you clicked the thing. You clicked either go. Download or play.
And if you didn't, you're gonna be pissed.
If you didn't click play and this came on, I'm so sorry for
There's
that
There's a
mistake.
Ghost in your house, and it's a ghost with amazing taste.
It's a podcast.
Katharina Incorporated.
And my name is Patrick Regan, LLC, and this is Seek Treatment, a podcast.
Of course. Oh,
have we done this? It goes like this for an hour. It's an hour of this.
And this is, of course, Seek Treatment, of course, a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating,
sex, fucking, course, dating, love.
You know what I'm experiencing? You? Well, I'm actually amazing, first of all. I can't tell you how invigorated I am by our class. Like, I literally need
to... Wait, I have to say, Kath... I was high off of what you wrote. It was so good.
That makes me so happy. It was so sweet when you texted me. Not that we're allowed to do, but are allowed to do.
I felt stupid about mine, but yours
obviously
was so
it was
good.
Heaven on earth.
Whatever. It was kind of thing too where I wrote, but I would never, you know, publish that widely. So it's kind
why?
Of
why I was like, this is exactly the kind of things you should be writing. That's what your book will be like, don't you think?
But that one, you know,
well, when you're ready.
It's the trick of memoir.
That's what the class is for. That is
not even about like the person, but about the people.
I know exactly what you mean. It's really tricky. I mean, I feel like when you start stand up, sorry, I really need caffeine. I feel like when you start stand up, you like have all these old stories that you're over, and you can like start.
Yeah.
And then as you run out of that material, you're like, okay, so I have to talk about stuff that's like actually happening, and then you're dealing with the politics of your personal relationship.
Totally.
I'm ordering a caffeine.
Hey, and I can't have caffeine because I could not sleep a wink last night. I almost jumped off of the... I almost went to LAX, flew to New York, and took an Uber straight to the Brooklyn Bridge to jump off of it because
stop it. By the way, I'm the voice of reason on this podcast and say that's not funny.
Could not sleep more than I couldn't have gotten more than 4 hours.
Not a wink. You're saying not a wink. Not a wink.
So I did go to my famous gym, and then at 8:30, woke up at like probably 7, did morning pages, went to gym at 8:30, and then had like energy drink for the gym.
Uh-huh.
And then I did briefly pick it, and now I'm doing this, and now I need to nap after this because I have an event tonight that I want to be absolutely vibrant for.
Is it the vibrant event that you texted me about?
Yeah, it's a vibrant event that I texted you about. I just want to like have a personality or something.
You always
and then also No, not when I'm tired. When I'm tired, I have no purse.
That's not true. Sometimes I watch you talk to strangers and you're so good at it. And I'm like, he's just lies every day on the podcast saying he's like
no, that. But that's when I have purse.
You know that briefly when Mitra, Patty and I were like doing all those songs for It's a Guy thing, we were like, what should we call ourselves? Like, what should we call our comedy group?
Yeah.
And we called ourselves Purse.
Oh, that's funny. I just saw Mitra at the picket line.
I love her.
I saw her. I saw Peter Kelly. I keep seeing him at the picket. I love him. We should have him on.
He makes me giggle. He has that giggle gene.
He has that giggle gene.
Giggle gene. You know who else has that giggle gene? Richard Perez has giggle gene.
Yes, 1,010%. 1,010. No one ever says 1,010.
Oh, 1,010. Yeah, it's like 110, 100.
110 or 100 or 1,000 if you're like really being kind of hyperbolic. But 1,010, it's so silly because it's like, why are we adding? Oh, and you know who else I saw at the picket line?
Him?
The starlet who gave me this.
Really? She is
and I said,
in the hours.
I said, you changed my life with this. And then we like fake spritzed each other.
You know what I was realizing? That you know my ex? I was talking about I had breakfast with a gorgeous, gorgeous girl, also named Catherine. Shout out. And we were talking about my ex.
Your ex to you, your primary ex.
I guess, so the ex that you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, you know what he's giving, you know what he might one day be giving me?
What?
Like bottle episode Charlie from Girls. Like if he walked
$1,000,000 and 10. $1,010,000.
Like I could see him having a completely different look and personality and being like,
$1,010,000,000,000.
I know.
Yeah, that's going to happen for sure. I can't wait for the day that you have that.
But I have my Charlie bottle. Every girl deserves a Charlie bottle.
I guess I could have a Charlie bottle.
You could totally have a Charlie bottle, but your Charlie's still too in your orbit.
I know, not for a few seasons, for sure, for sure, for sure.
By the way,
what if we're dating our Desi? What if we don't even know, but we're dating our Desis?
Police are being notified. everyone has their Charlie bottle and they date their Desis.
Yeah,
Ryan's not my Desi. Ryan's my absolute King Kong. You know what I was gonna ask you? I have so many things to ask you. Actually, first of all, we can all admit it. I'm fostering a dog that I'm allergic to. My eyes are swollen, itchy, and bleeding. But I love her. I'm Miss Cookie's mother. I'm Mrs. Cookie's mother right now.
But do you have anxiety about giving her up for adoption?
I'm gonna be open about this. I'm gonna miss her, but fostering is so great because it's just a reminder of like what it would be like in your real life to have a dog. And I do think it would get easier, but it's just so much work that right now it's kind of I am on Cookie time. Like, she's running my life. I am Miss Cookie's mother, and that's my first and only. I'm not a multi-hyphenate anymore.
Yeah, my favorite.
You foster a dog, you lose that. Sorry.
My favorite like thing of Teen Mom OG is, you know, Caitlin went the adoption route because she wasn't ready for motherhood at that time, and she had to make the impossible decision to give Carly up for adoption. And her and Tyler had an open adoption with like Brandon and Teresa, the couple who looked like a couple from like an old-fashioned painting. Like, and when I say old-fashioned, I mean 80s. Like they adopted her, and they're,
you mean like a photo,
and it was like totally, and like it was like, yeah, it was a photograph from the 19 from the 19 it was a photograph from the 1980s. And
which
then,
in your mind is a painting.
1,010%. And then they had an open adoption, so like they could visit once a year, and the MTV cameras would tag along. And then it's 13 years going strong. And then Brandon and Teresa had to finally say, like, so we obviously didn't think that this show would go on for like 2 decades of our lives, and this can't happen anymore. We're not open to this anymore.
Really?
So I hope that doesn't happen to you and Miss Cookie if MTV ends up following you for 13 years.
Hang tight. I don't think MTV. Sorry, I'm going to order a coffee while I still have my wits about me, because otherwise it's going to go down, down, in an early round. Going down swimming. I cannot wait for our guest. I'm so happy our guest could do this.
I know, but I'm scared because I'm not going to have
purse.
But that's what I'm saying. So that's why.
Oh, the Starbucks menu is so stressful when you're a girl in town.
Really?
Well, because sometimes it's like
I find the Starbucks menu such a comfort. Naughty.
I go well. Me too, but there's so many naughty options I could do.
Well, isn't it interesting what phases we go through? Like, I'm in such a phase with this one salad from Sweet Green right now, and I can't stop.
Wait, and I just, how weird is this?
who just had from Sweet Green. And I'm not even a Sweet Green person. I'm like,
no, me neither. I haven't had it in like 9 months.
And then like in LA, I generally have Tender Green, but like I've been saying that to enough people who are like, I hate Tender Green, and I'm like, whatever, I'll just be over it. I don't care. I'm not gonna die on this hell of liking Tender Green when no one else does.
That used to be really important to you.
Yeah, I guess I just like ultimately I'm like, okay, fine. Like if everyone says bad, like I'll just be like, okay, it's bad. But
that's so crazy.
So you can have always
shots. How many shot prep? It's like enough is enough. I'm sorry.
I love 2 shots in it.
Yeah, I'm trying to add
additional shots. I don't want to have caffeine because I would like to nap after this. I did agree to go to a dinner
which
now is feeling like a little bit like it could have been cool to nap. Yeah. And so we'll see what nap I get. I would have liked to run. It's like a classic thing of like, should I run and try to be, can I say I want, like me and my friend's thing, this probably will be cut out, is like, yeah, this definitely will be cut out, is like either we feel butt or we feel cunt. And it's kind of like,
what's wrong with that?
Because cunt is like a bad word, and then for two, like, I don't know. And for two, it's like, it means like skinny. So it's like, I'll go to jail.
Does cunt mean skinny?
The way we use it, it certainly does. And then butt means we're not going to use it.
Let's drop it. Okay, go to checkout where I'm, sorry, this, I cannot wait for this to arrive. I'm doing priority like a fucking psychopath.
I never do priority. I exclusively do priority.
I mean, it's like, well, I already spent $45 on takeout. Might as well get $2 and have it be here in my mouth.
Yeah, and just, I would say just get your stat.
Anyways.
I'm doing a show
tonight at Kellogg's Diner.
Oh, like a farewell to arms?
Well, I don't know what's going on. I thought it was closed or bankrupt or...
It's Kellogg's Diner is giving UCB, and that it's like closing, yeah. And that everyone's like posting their memories of it. It's UCB Chelsea in that way.
I do feel so lucky that we got like a little taste of that, but it doesn't exist anymore, right? I can't handle that.
No, it did. It did kind of exist again as like a new theater, and that was fun. I impressed her actually a few times, but a bunch of times. But then we had to share the stage with Titanic, which is so special, such a special show. But like their set dressing would be on the stage as we were improvising, and that killed my buzz, as it were.
Yeah, it's impossible to ignore that, and yet you're trying to create a world, but you're already in a world.
But I will say that the Chelsea UCB was just, there's no stage like it to do improv comedy. I'll say as much.
It was so, like, it's like when you go to your high school and you realize how small the lockers are.
Totally.
That stage was the biggest punk rock venue in New York City.
I did some absolutely hysterical things on that stage.
I know, that's where I first fell in love with you from afar.
I know, wait, when was that?
I just saw you with the witch sweater.
Witch. Because it was for my Lloyd team, witch.
I'm going to cut to me trying to make Miss Cookie sit. I'm like in my room alone saying the word sit for 45 minutes. Sit. Sit.
My friend has like a very small, teeny tiny dog, and he bought stairs for the dog. And so to get on the bed. But the dog, the dog is like 8 maybe. Aww. Could be a lie, could be true. You're not quite sure.
Our guest is popping in the frame. I'm quivering.
But just to finish
in 1 sec, Alina.
So, but then like if we're lying in bed and he'll just be yelling like, use them, use your stairs, use them. The dog doesn't know what to do when he hears use them. He doesn't know what means use the stairs to get into the bed. Use them.
Sit, roll over, use them. I cannot believe how lucky we are to have our guest on today.
I know, I can't believe
it. One of the funniest people.
When I tell you, I'm sitting in the Elysian green room, and when I tell you, I feel starstruck at the presence that entered the space.
Because when I met this person, I said, well, "Why are you so nice?" as well, and I said, "That's wrong."
That's wrong of you.
Off to the prisons. Put your ears open for our amazing guest today, Chris Fleming.
Hi, can you hear me?
You know what? It's not right.
How about now?
Okay.
It's getting better.
Getting better. Oh. Keep going. Yeah.
Guys, oh, yeah. I'm so sorry to do that. So unprofessional.
No.
Loved
it. No.
Honey, I'm on the floor. Okay. There's no such thing as unprofessional on this podcast. I exclusively podcast on the floor.
And you got the Matrix Reloaded sunglasses on?
You'll
appreciate that. I'm currently fostering a dog that I am allergic to, and she's making my eyes swell.
Chris, do you appreciate that?
Yeah, I really appreciate that self-destruction. What kind of dog?
I mean, the cutest one.
So just total dander?
Just, I don't know what, because I always say I'm allergic to cats, not dogs, but if I'm honest with myself, usually they give me a little something.
Yeah, I think I have the same thing, but it's just because I don't enjoy cats as much.
Totally. Well,
me too. I'm like, fine with dogs.
The famous thing about cats that I'm running a campaign, I'm paying for billboards to promote this idea that I heard that someone told me that is true. Is that inside of cat, I hate to say this word, poop.
We don't know this podcast.
Is this TVY7? This podcast?
So in cat's poop, there's a parasite that gets at I guess when you're near it and you breathe it in, you don't have to be that close, just any kind of, whatever bacteria around that you breathe. If you're around cat poop, it has a thing that makes you think you love cats, and it's evolutionary so that mice will get near it and be like, oh my god, I love cats, they're iconic, and then mice will go near cats because they breathe in this parasite, and then the cat will use it to his advantage and kill the mouse and eat it. But people who have cats who have indoor litter boxes are breathing in the parasite, and their minds are being taken over by this parasite, convincing it's a parasite too. As soon as the strike is over, they're gonna get right back to writing it, and that's why people think they like cats. It's because
that makes so much sense. I hate to even. It's so it feels so hacked to even talk about my disdain and my confusion when people talk about their connection with cats, and I can't connect.
No, but it's important because people don't know about the poop thing, and
sounds almost made up.
Someone told me this idea that is true, and so and I know it's true because oftentimes when I say something that I know might. Heart is true, and I know that someone I trust told me, but I don't remember who, and I share it with a group of people. Everyone is unified in standing up and saying, hey, I actually know for a fact that isn't true. What you're saying is false. And I'll be like, oh, I'm sorry, I forget where I heard it. But
I love to do that stuff. I like to have a loose relationship with
change your mind about anything.
But I get paranoid that I'm always bringing in tea. I mean, so did you know this? And someone's like, no, that's not true. I just talked to that person, and that's patently false. And I'm like, oh, I really, in my heart of hearts, felt like I was telling you the truth. But this cat poop thing, and now it's really Y7 because I've said the word a million times. It has, whenever I've said it publicly, there's been at least one person that's been like, that is true.
Okay,
so I want to believe it's true. I do. I have a thing like that where I believed that I saw a monkey in a diaper cross the highway when I was when I was in middle school, and I was too shocked and excited to get the words out in time for my family to see it, and now I don't know if it's a delusion.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't there that meme of that monkey in a diaper?
Oh, is that what that was? You think I...
Honey, what you've seen is a meme. Who wants to
I believed it happened to me in my childhood.
Monkeys are I feel like are always in diapers. For some reason, we're obsessed with putting monkeys in diapers.
That's
because
they're just like babies. And they're actually monkeys. No, actually, they live in the wild.
You think they wouldn't need the diaper. Because you'd think, because monkeys, they're so close.
No diaper.
Do dogs not need it, but monkeys need it?
Yeah.
Dogs need it. Miss Cookie's shitting all over my house.
Her name's Miss Cookie?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Well, it was changed to Miss Cookie.
Because I made it Miss Cookie. She arrived to me as...
You renamed your foster?
When you hear the real name, you can tell it wasn't working. Her given name was Enchilada.
Oh.
Quite a mouthful. And it didn't sit right with me.
No.
Wait, Chris, you know I watch Boba Tea once a week to this day.
Are you serious? You know that?
Once a week to this day, once a week to this day. And
we need, yeah.
And I, as a non-dog person, like when you put down the dog and the dog walks along you and the dog looks into camera, that's like a talent for that dog to have.
Oh, that dog, that's Lunchy. She's so good at being on camera and hitting a mark.
Lunchy?
Yeah, Lunchy. Yeah.
That's so funny. My brother's dog is named Lunchbox.
What? Wait, is your brother related to
you?
To
me.
Jake Weissman told me that he has someone in his life with a dog named. No, okay.
But
okay.
It's such a great name.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is Lunchy your dog?
Yes. Oh. And I'm so honored, Pat, that you watch Boba, the Boba Manifesto. Do you like Boba?
I've never quite had it, but you know.
Oh, okay.
I think that
quite had it. you've gotten really close.
I have gotten really close, but I do get, you know, I'm very strange texturally with what I do end up consuming, and some of the balls. I saw this meme the other day that really shook me. And
there's a monkey in a diaper.
You guys are kind of meme hungry today.
No, we're actually being so boring today. It's crazy. I'm sorry to put this on you.
Do you guys have matching meme tattoos? And not even of memes, of just the word meme, right?
Yeah. On our tits.
On the cleave.
For those at home,
we showed Chris our tits and he motorboated us digitally.
Yeah, yes. Out of respect. As a sign of respect. This is like such a cold plunge. I have never signed on to the Zoom and had it immediately be like, this is full. Like usually the guest is in like a time released muzzle, you know, in the beginning.
Totally. Yes, totally.
And then HeadGum gives you a time release muzzle. And then,
we're indie, dude.
Yeah, do you feel warm? Do you feel
warm.
We could do some warm ups. We could do
No. I feel my dopamine is surging right now. Like,
it's,
I love that.
Do you have a thing where I when I do both headphones on, my voice changes to NPR-y. I sound
it's so good.
And then
it's
good. It's good.
Yeah, I like it. I wish that my
voice. At a time.
You preferred it. Okay.
I think you should do whatever you feel comfortable doing creatively.
Pat, you were talking about when we met at Elysian the other night. Was that last night?
If you paid me $7 million to tell you which night that was, I couldn't do it. I was so tired that night too. I was so tired. I was worried I was being boring.
You were so funny on stage too. I think I told you I only caught the last 3 minutes, so I had to piece. I was like doing a memento of trying to figure out what it was you were talking about.
Totally.
So it almost seemed like some kind of like Japanese folklore or something.
Yeah.
It was so good though.
Thank you. I felt
so funny.
I didn't feel 1,010% in my power in that show, but I did.
No, shit. I think I told you it's bombing season right now. It's not.
Tell me. I feel like it is. Why is that?
I just had my first. I just had the first not bombing set in months that night.
I can picture you bombing.
Oh, it's gruesome. My glasses fog up. I was telling Pat.
Oh, you did say that. You did say that.
Second, okay.
Oh my god, that's so sad. If it was a movie, it would have. When you said that, it would have freeze framed, and it would have said like he would go on to have his glasses fog up in 3 minutes. You know what I mean? You had just said.
Yeah.
You had just said.
Oh no, but that was fine. Am I blown out? Also, sorry.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Never change. Okay. Now on this, luckily on this podcast, we really only ask our guests one question, and that question is, who were you, who are you, and who do you want to be?
Who was I?
Yeah. How'd you get here? Where are you? It was sometimes like, where are you from? Like, did you hook up with people in high school? Like, what were people, how did people treat you?
So I was trying to imagine you in high school, like before this. I was, because I think that we would have been friends in high school.
100%.
I really feel like, I was theater. Yeah.
Yeah, we'd be doing the play. We'd be backstage, like talking shit about the other people in the play.
Talking a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I could see. Kat, did you ever? Oh, Massachusetts. Central Massachusetts. Yeah.
Classic.
I was.
Now, do you say central because people love to be like Western Mass?
I just am really bad spatially, and I just whenever anyone's like, "What side of Boston am I on?" I have to like, I need like a pen and paper, and I need to figure out where. And it's sense. It's a town called Stowe. It's a little town, and people think Vermont. Yeah, Stowe.
There's a chance. Look at me. There's a chance I've heard of that town before. I think there might be a fast runner from that town that I can't place right now. I'll get back to you.
Wait, are you? Oh yeah, Nils Fischer.
Nose Fisher. Oh, I don't know if I know him.
He's a really fast runner. Well, I guess you'd have to have a really intimate knowledge of cross high school cross country.
He does.
I have a very intimate knowledge.
I'm dying because
Nose Fisher. Nose Fisher.
Nils.
Yeah. I like Nils though. Nose Fisher.
So his name he's
a year of 61, class of 61. I'm not class of 61. I'm 2000.
But I didn't know if you had. Well, that should be right in my
Your pocket.
Nils Fischer.
You have a spreadsheet?
No, but I'm googling him because you know I'm wondering if he went to Foot Lockers. Because if he went to Foot Lockers in 2005, I certainly should know him, and I'm mortified to not.
He was this gorgeous Frenchman. He was a star. I was bad at cross country. I
was pretty bad at cross country as well, but I loved the stuff, couldn't get enough of it.
Oh my god,
how was your fit? You know how you have to run through the woods and then you have to facially be composed when you run by the fans,
like
that's the first lie that you tell.
I always had a real look of like existential fear in cross country pictures. I never nailed it in cross.
Why do they insist on taking photos, do you think?
You want those as a keepsake, especially if you're someone who does look good. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying that you would be photographed in motion as a runner?
Sometimes I'd be photographed in motion as a runner.
I never
would
got,
you
no.
be?
No. Oh, no.
Do you ever get pictures of yourself on stage and you're like, I can't believe they even let a person look like that or behave like that?
Oh, I mean, it's horrifying. And then you ever see the audience not laughing during it? That's always
picture of you with
I had the night that I saw you, Chris, there was Naomi posted a picture and it just wasn't how I had thought of myself looking in that moment, and so that was challenging. And so then I was like, oh my god, this is so bad, I need to change everything. But then when she did Venmo me for the show, she included in the Venmo message that an FX exec in the audience told her I looked hot. So now I need to find out more about who this FX exec was.
First of all, FX exec.
When you said FX, I thought you meant like a special effects person thought you were hot in like a practical effects way.
Oh yeah. God. Like, I want to do some prosthesis based on him for like a burn victim. I want to use his face as a mold for a burn victim.
Yeah. For a night creature. For something that comes out at night. When you say that, like, you felt like you didn't look like yourself, I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's why I, even if I have evidence that I look, like, when I was in sixth grade, I saw a Google image of Jude Law. And it was like this tiny, I could paint it for you. I said, that's what I look like. That's exactly. And I carry that with me to this day. Like,
and
nothing can tell me that I do not look like this tiny little.
I can see some similarities.
No. There's none. There's absolutely zero similarities. But
is that
the best trick?
Is it helpful to you?
Oh, it's so helpful.
So you move through the world in Jude Law's form.
I have Jude Law dysmorphia. And it's the greatest gift a child could give himself.
I don't mean this as any offense to Chris, who looks identical to Jude Law, but I've never felt super attracted to Jude Law.
Well, that's hurtful now, what you're saying.
And that's why I didn't want to. I was hoping I wouldn't go this direction, but now that it has, I have to be honest. I've never felt sexual to Jude. And I remember being a gay, closeted person being like, well, this is good. Like, this is a person everyone's saying is so hot. He's a man. I'm doing nothing for him.
This is good.
This is promised. I'm like, all right, let's stay in the closet a little longer. Like, we might have a fighting chance at this.
If all men can continue to do this, I'm straight as they come.
Oh, that's such a funny conversion technique, is to just show people unattractive people versions of a gender that they don't want the person to be attracted to. That's a really good technique. Yeah. Who was it that who did you find hot back then?
Gosh, I was had such a crush on Freddie Prinze Jr. in middle school. Yeah, it was crazy. It was crazy. It was crazy.
You thought what he did, guys, and saw that was okay. You thought that his behavior in that was all right.
I wanted him to do that to me. Yeah. If I would, I would actually allow him to kind of hook up with me for a bet. If as insane
use
as that
me,
sounds,
deceive me, make me over.
Is it that bad what he did? Like, remember how bad everyone treated it? Like, it's not.
I don't remember.
He fucked up. It's not that bad.
I watched that movie very recently, and I will say in that movie, Catherine Rudick.
Starbucks.
Is that a bit, Kat, in the podcast? Because I feel like every episode you do answer the door. I feel
I'm
like,
stupid.
You know, it's like it's very placing. It's like we're
you're on it. You're in the show. Yeah,
11 minutes in, Kat. It's like it's probably soothing for the audience. This is what the podcast audience wants. There's such a perverse nature to a podcast.
Totally. They
are spiking right now.
Yeah. They're like, okay, we're right towards the end of act one. Catherine's getting her coffee delivered. I watched She Saw That kind of recently for a different podcast. And I will say, Clea DuVall gives such an amazing comedic performance in that. And the girl who plays her friend gives an amazing comedic performance. And she only has two lines and four. And they're like all unbelievable.
I only remember the top of the call sheet for She's All That. I don't really remember.
Well, Clea plays like kind of a goth girl who like her and her friend tell Rachel Lee Cook's character that she should consider unaliving herself early on, because then then it will like make her art pop off. And is like, it's played as comedy, but I think in today's climate, it wouldn't have hit comedically. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think that would play, that kind of a suggestion.
But I will say, watching the scene, I did find it funny when they did say that, because
I mean, it's not a bad idea. I mean, it is funny to be like, it would be good for your art.
Yeah, like, it's like a teen girl who like is very like of the world, suggesting that to this girl in her art class is a funny comedic idea. And
like
that...
Hilda of Klint, or what is it? What's her name? Kat, do you know who I'm talking about?
Hilda of Klint.
Yeah. Like how she wasn't like, she like God drew through her all these like circles that everyone hated, but now they're on notebooks at Target.
Oh, really?
almost said Target.
Well, that would have been the funniest joke in the world. Let me tell you this, though. My relationship to Hilma of Klimt.
Hilma, that's who I'm thinking of.
Is that you know when you start telling something, you're like, oh, this actually is boring, and I'm not going to keep telling it.
I am very excited. I mean, yes, I do know what you're talking about, but that's not what this is.
Okay, well, all it is that, you know when you're kind of dating someone, but it's over, but you're still horny for them, and you know you shouldn't, but you want to text them.
Absolutely.
I sort of ended things with my current Brian, and I knew he was living uptown. I was like, this is a crazy
uptown
text.
Uptown Brian.
Dun, dun, dun. I said, hey, I'm actually going to go to the Guggenheim if you want to come. And he said, yes. And then we saw that exhibit, and then we kissed in the park.
Oh, wow.
No, I like that. I like that. Yeah. I mean,
I always throw it out there. But if I'm into someone, I'm just like, hey, come here. Do you want to come here?
Let's go see Hilda of Klint. What is it?
Hilma of Klint is her name.
I disrupted the She's All That discourse.
No, we were pretty much done. I was kind of like saying problematic shit. Like,
I remember there's a scene in She's All That disturbed me so much.
What scene?
It was the feeding of the pube sandwich.
Yeah. Kieran Culkin and Sarah Michelle Gellar. It also makes a very brief cameo because she was visiting set that day to visit her boyfriend, Freddie Prinze Jr., who she met on set of, I don't know what you did last summer.
Wow, that's intense.
And Kieran Culkin's in that. He eats pubes in it. Oh, no, he almost eats pubes, but then Freddie Prinze Jr. makes actually the bully eat the pubes.
It's crazy how many of those sandwiches I could whip up if we needed. I just want to throw that out there to my listeners.
You can make a party sub.
That is the worst thing.
Ew.
Hey,
oh
guys,
my God.
I'm having some people over. There's going to be small bites, like a, you know, giant sub of my pubes. let me ask you. So, Chris, now we know that in the sixth grade, you decided to move through the world as Jude Law. But what else do we need to know about little Chris?
Okay.
Were you always the same?
Very shy. Very shy.
Really?
Oh, really?
I'm still very shy, I would say. It's like, I mean, being like, there's like, being flamboyant, but also shy, I think it's a confusing combo. Mm. I was always very flamboyant, but I was always very shy. Like in kindergarten, I was, I would sign my name, Chris the Comedian, even though I was silent. I would be like, I knew I wanted to be.
You always loved
in
comedy.
Kindergarten.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is so cute.
Yeah. What else do you need to know about me as a child?
So how did you get into comedy in the first place? Why did you love it so much?
My mom got me into it because I was doing badly in school. And she was like,
oh, really?
She's like, you want to be an actor. How do you think Robin Williams became an actor? And so I was like, I don't know. And she's like, you need to do stand up. And so she found an open mic for me in like at like 15 or 16.
No. Is your mom an artist?
She's a pharmacist. Yeah.
A pharmacist artist.
Is that also part of the B-roll audio that you do, Kat? just to place us in the
city, I swear to God. Yeah, I'm actually in a studio in Burbank.
After you had been signing your name for Chris the Comedian, so she was like, oh, you do want this?
Well, I was a big theater kid, and so I was like improvising in like all the I was coming alive on the stage and making videos in high school and all that, and so it was like it was very much my sister was like valedictorian and like top of like very and I
yeah
hot, and it was alarming for my family, and so they needed me to thrive in another environment, so they're like, we need to get you in the factory and like start learning how to do comedy. And
does your sister now have a valedictorian type job?
She did. She's one of those people that quit the job after the pandemic. You know, now she's writing a sci-fi novel.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she was working in public schools and just like she did Teach for America, and then you know,
gotcha.
What that
is, it just the two of you?
Just the two of us. Wow. She's 18 months older than me. Yeah,
she's 18 years young.
Were you friends in high school? Were you friends in high school, even though she was valedictorian and you were at Comedy Factory?
Oh my God, yeah, big. I was at Comedy Factory. Yeah, she was like my She was so like a disciplinarian for me in high school, like kept me in line, but like we were the thick as thieves. And when she went off to college, I was just devastated.
That's so sad.
Oh my God. Just weeping. Kat, are you the youngest? No,
I'm the oldest. This is funny because I'm recording this in my brother's apartment because we all live in the same building and mine's being cleaned. Can you imagine?
Wait, you and your brothers live in the same apartment?
Isn't that same apartment building?
Wow, that's so cool.
It's heaven. I lived here for like 4 years, and then throughout the pandemic, I would see people kind of moving out, and I'd be like, let's snatch it up. But now I'm laughing because my brother's in his bedroom, and he's just like, I was like, can I podcast in your room? And he responds, is one text. And he goes, if you need to.
If you must.
Oh my God, I don't love that what? Answer.
Jokes on him.
Yeah, I don't love that either.
I bought him Starbucks egg bites, so jokes on him. I'm being a good sister.
Yeah, you got him the egg bites. What if he ever found, like, do you ever think about, like if he didn't listen to the podcast and you're like, I got a rope, and he hears you talking, but it was like the moment when Shelley Duvall finds what Jack Nicholson's been working on like this whole time, and there was no, it's just a delusion.
There is no
It's just a one-sided logic file. It's just
I'm
you.
Doing my
is the podcast?
That's going to be us in nursing right homes. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really dark.
Yeah.
Wait. So high school. You were a shining
I loved
star.
High school. I loved.
When did you start writing your own stuff and making videos?
Wait, you loved. You wait.
I loved high school. Yeah. High
why
school,
did you love high school?
Oh, I peaked. I think in high school.
Really?
Oh my God.
Impossible.
I was. I just had so much fun. I mean,
you had lots of friends.
Yeah. All these little freaks. We were all named Chris, and we would all make these videos together. And
oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, yeah. I was a ski instructor in the winter time.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. That's when I know I've been overserved at bars, when I ask people, do you ski? That's when I need to go. That's when my brand has been betrayed. That's when I'm no longer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey,
you see that? Do you hear me talking?
Thank you much.
Did you hear me?
No, what did you say?
Oh, I just said you're awesome.
What's up, funny?
Love you.
He's got a hot, that sounds like a hot guy.
Hey.
Thank you much.
It's like a hot baritone.
Next.
Wow. I had friends in high school, but then like I never made. I wish I made videos. Like my friends one time all made a video without me. And they always talked about it. And they always talked about it. It was kind of a homophobic video. And if they're listening, they should apologize to me.
What was it? What was the? They, why didn't they ask you?
I don't know. You know, I don't know
it
why.
Fire Island of
yeah, it was a fire. Yeah, my friends made a video. It was for someone's class project. I just remember like the joke of it was like there was like a gunfight in it, like, but it was very kind of caricaturish, and like it was funny, and like
sounds
cool.
Sounds
and
funny.
The cops came, but they were gay cops, so it was just like, you know, my straight friends dressed really gay as cops, and then like
it's
in
hilarious.
The credits, they were credited as like gay cop one and gay cop two.
Sounds like you missed out on a big opportunity.
Well, that was developed into the franchise Gay Cop. One, two,
yeah, yeah, I could have been on the ground floor of Gay Cops, the show.
Jason Bateman's in it.
Oh my god, get me out.
Get me out. Get me out.
Yeah, get me out.
But anyways, so you made videos and you were like, these are hysterical. I'm pursuing this professionally.
That's exactly what I said. These are hysterical.
They are. They're unlike anything else anyone's making. It's heaven on earth.
Oh, I was just joking. No, I know you are, but
I know you're joking. And I'm giving you a real compliment.
Thank you, Kat. Oh, Kat, I just got a drum machine, by the way.
Okay, so it's all happening.
It is all. I'm finally back in the grid, and I'm feeling like some good juice is going to come from it. Yeah.
I too am feeling some creative juices might flow this summer.
So yeah.
When are you filming your special? Because last time I saw you were getting ready to do it, I thought.
Baby, it is done. Filmed.
It's in the can.
It's in the can.
It's in the trash can. Yeah, it's in the dumpster, guys. We got it. It's in
so
the dumpster.
Like, so
yeah, it's in the landfill.
Slate.
Yeah. I was making the mistake of performing while I was editing. Like I was sound mixing the special, and like,
oh wow, yeah,
which is such hell. Kat, did you do that for yours?
I didn't do a single thing.
Are you serious?
I mean, I went. Like I didn't. I like someone edited it for me. And yeah. Then they like showed me a cut. I mean, I could barely look at it. They were like, does this cut look good? And I was like, I had one. The one note I had was to make sure you could see the tear that I cry at the end of the song.
That's a great note. That's a great note.
He was like, it doesn't really work. And
oh, so you're a delight to work with then. You're delightful to work with.
Yeah, I actually think I am. Thank you. But it also happened in LA and I was here. So whatever. But
I was doing
painstaking.
I was like, there's all these little there's like these little creatures that live in the theater walls. And so I then like, I'm like recording my own audio of like every day
God.
And like, and I'm like crank that. It's just been really, really a lot.
So it's done.
It's all done. Yeah.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
But maybe we'll leave all this in because it's so fun.
We can say it's on. Yeah. We can say it's on the Weather Channel or something.
Yeah. It's on the Weather Channel.
That is crazy.
We can say it's. We can say it's a part of a show that's all. They're going to play it during Sex and the City or something.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah. It's a plot point in Just
and
Like
Trey.
That season two.
It's just a hard cut to the special and then out. Yeah.
I need that show to come back on. I can't wait to absolutely devour it like popcorn.
I hope they didn't get too self-aware with the Che Diaz stuff, but
I don't. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't think we're in grave danger of that. But I've said with so much love. Said with so much
said
love.
With nothing but. Nothing
yeah. I think that I've. I think I've become really out of touch with like in shows when someone's supposed to have a swagger. It always seems like written from a very. Almost like elderly perspective. Like I don't understand.
Yeah.
What swagger hasn't come across to me in a while, but that could be just a hormonal issue.
No, I think
swagger.
That swagger hasn't been adequately captured on in TV and film in a little while, I don't think.
Yeah. Except for like Lizzie Kaplan in Fatal Attraction. For some reason that's
really... Oh, I never... I haven't watched it. I love
it's I mean, it's absolute horse piss, but like the okay. But she's like,
she's amazing.
Just absolutely incredible. And just oh my God.
Oh my God, that makes me so happy because I saw the billboards and I was like, that's not working for me.
No, it doesn't work at all. I mean, it's like a web series, but like it's
a web series. It's Paramount Plus, right?
Not even on Vimeo. It's like, yeah.
Shout out. And of course, I am part of the Paramount Plus family.
Of course you are.
That I would die for anyone who's remotely involved in a Paramount Plus show.
I'm sure that you've talked about this at length on the podcast, but I want to know, what were you in high school? What were you?
Oh my God. Wow, the student becomes a teacher. I was just like middle vibes. Like I loved theater, but I also, you know, I was very Christian.
I did not. Wait. Oh my God. No, I didn't know that.
Well, my dad is Jewish, but it was very cool to be involved in like Young Life because I'm from Houston. And so
you did Young
cool.
Life.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Yeah, and I did like this crazy evangelical church camp in Arkansas.
Yep.
And yeah, that's why I'm here basically.
I had an idea of you blacking out at a Billy Joel concert in
that's
high school.
Also, right.
And getting like taken out by EMTs. That's the image of that I see.
Oh my God, Christy, I'm actually I'm shook, as they say, because that's basically what happened to me at a Dave Matthews Band concert that was outside.
That makes so
You're
much.
You're so
more
close.
Sense.
You're so close.
The terror of a Dave Matthews Band concert is because how do you know that it's going to end? Do you know, like when they because
when you're being taken out on a stretcher, that's what.
Well,
it
that bow, 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 and you're getting carried
How
out.
How do we know that they are walking around? Everyone
that's
in my school went.
Beautiful.
We took a party bus.
Oh my God!
Wow!
You had to get carried out on a stretcher.
No, but like close metaphorically.
Yeah.
That is
most embarrassing high school moment was I puked on this girl's rug and she was really popular.
Yeah.
And then I like got taken home and
this is
my phase when I was, say with me, 15 years old and on the South Beach diet. And so I threw up because I hadn't eaten a single piece of bread in 3 months. So my friends take me home, I'm drunk, and they're trying to hide me from my parents. And they start giving me like Wonder Bread. And I'm just like blacked out. I'm like, I don't eat bread. I mean, it's so dark.
Anyways. Wonder Bread. I mean.
Yeah, we're wholesome.
Wow. Yeah. I was always advised against Wonder Bread, to avoid Wonder Bread. It's like,
can I tell you both what I had that was so delightful the other day at the airport?
Please.
I had an Uncrustable.
Oh my God. One of the greatest things that you can have.
Qu'est-ce que c'est Uncrustable?
It is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
But it's pre-packaged, made that way. It's made and it doesn't have crust. It's a circle.
It's born this way.
It's born as a peanut butter and jelly sandwich without crust. It's a circular disc. And inside this disc of white bread is peanut butter and jelly.
And it's Smucker's brand. And the bread is like kind of pushed like a little pie on the edges. Yeah. Have you seen these?
It's like I think I saw it on that like adult baby show on TLC, like that kind of.
Oh my God! What's the adult baby show?
You know, I think it was just an episode, but there was an adult baby.
Oh, like True Life, I'm an adult baby.
Yeah. And he's like warming up his milk, and I think he may have had something like this, You can buy these at the airport. You can get it on. You can get it in.
Yeah, most places.
I haven't seen them since 2009. I haven't seen them.
I actually had two last week, so in different.
That's
places.
Amazing. I'm so glad to know they're still out about they're doing out their there. Thing.
Pat, where did you see it in 09? Where did you find it?
I could timestamp it to the minute, but it was probably like my college, Kathy couldn't grab it and go and like, you know, they were like they had been frozen, so you had to kind of feel around as though you were feeling for fruit. What was ripe?
They are always a little bit frozen.
You're checking for produce. But it's an Uncrustable.
Yeah, but it's Uncrustable, and you're seeing if it's thawed. You're kind of like going back and forth, and you're grabbing one, and it's like an amazing breakfast. It's like,
what school
I forgot
it,
about
that.
I don't like my college. I went to a college called.
You don't have to tell me if you don't.
No. It's called Loyola. It's in Baltimore. It's like boring, and it's like.
There's Loyola's all there's.
Yeah, there's Loyola's all around us, and they're not like connected really to one another.
Loyola to go, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. It's a franchise. So that... It's fast casual.
It's a fast casual college.
It's a fast casual Jesuit education for $1 million.
Guac is extra. Now let me ask you this.
Catherine, yes, wait. I tell you on this podcast about Miss Rachel? Have I talked about Miss Rachel?
Yes, yesterday.
Okay. Well,
I love you.
You're talking about the children's entertainer, Miss Rachel?
Yes, I told Chris about Miss Rachel as well. I've been telling everyone about
Miss Rachel. No. You haven't told me about
it. I didn't.
No.
That's right, because Miss Rachel happened to me the day after I saw you.
Parents, friends.
Oh, shit, my ear's going to die.
Who are parents who want to, like press charges against Miss Rachel?
No, why?
Well, not literally, but like the hold she has on like people are just addicted to Miss Rachel.
To Miss Rachel, do you know that she makes $500,000 a month? No, and she's worth $10 million, isn't she? So if they did press charges, more money, that she has more money than God, and she could.
Steve from Blue's Clues is probably worth $20K, and she is worth
$10 million.
How did that happen? I mean, business sense.
Wasn't born at the right time. Sometimes people tell me I look like Steve from Blue's Clues, which is like
If he got a face filter of like fixing it up, you know what I mean?
Totally. That's, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Putting things in better places.
Like a slide puzzle. If his face was a slide puzzle.
Yeah.
And so, Chris, who are you now? You are in LA first and foremost.
Yeah, I am, and as you will be soon as well.
Yeah,
You know what I am? I am so. I'm vapor right now. I'm just a ghost. I'm in between. Like I'm in that rebuilding phase where I don't.
Yeah.
I haven't drank in like maybe 9 months, and so socially, I'm
can
like.
You see me now?
Oh yeah, you look fantastic.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I went to plug my computer in. I just went and unplugged the Wi-Fi.
Oh no!
Oh my god!
Wait, how are you? How do we have you then?
Well, I plugged it back in. Honey, I plugged it back in.
Wow, that was a fast recovery.
Lately, I feel like in my life, I'm like everywhere I go is like the most chaotic thing, and I'm like always just like like sweating and like panicking about. Anyways,
there was like a big furry like. Thing that walked behind you also there.
Don't you dare.
It was snarling and I don't know what was happening, but
you
know,
Miss Cookie
grew up. Now let me ask you this.
Okay,
wait, first of all, I was curious, so after college did you move to LA to make your dreams come true?
I do love how you guys are. This is like gonzo journalism.
I know.
It's so good. It's great. Kat, to answer your question, yes, I was doing stand-up in Boston for a year,
yes,
and then I got signed to a manager who then I moved out here for, and she almost immediately became a chef. And
that's amazing.
And so I was just like emailing Jazz Pons trying to get stage time like every single day for like 3 years, and then
I just
went to YouTube and started making videos instead.
I know someone whose manager became a botanist, and so she's like, I don't have a manager anymore. But she made this deal, and so 10% of all my checks go to this botanist, and that is my life. But
you got to pay off the botanists. You know?
Yeah,
I did want to ask you, like, growing up, were you playing instruments and stuff? Like, where did your musical?
Oh my god, I'm so glad you asked. I played the euphonium, a baritone horn.
Now what the hell is even that?
Yeah, now that's...
What the fuck is that?
You don't hear that.
I draw the line.
It's like a mini tuba.
Okay.
It's Pat, were you going to say, you certainly don't hear that every day.
You don't hear that word. That's not a word you hear every time you step out of the house. But also, it's crazy with brass. It's like there's so many of them, and like they're all just the same thing, but slightly different sizes.
Yes, that's right. It's like a mini tuba. It's like halfway down from a tuba to like a French horn. And then in high school, they didn't have a tuba player, so they asked me to play sousaphone. So that's like I never learned, and I was really bad at it. And I just wanted to play the melody, so I tried to like figure out what the melody was. And they'd be like, "Don't, you're not qualified enough to do that." And like just play the bass line. And then to get out of directed study, I made a deal with the band teacher to play drums in a really bad jazz band. So I said I would do it if I could have an unlimited drum solo at the concert. And that is one of the finest performance art pieces I think I've ever done.
Unlimited
to this day.
Drum solo.
Yeah, it was like you wouldn't believe how long this drum solo was. And
wow,
with no drum skills. it's really something. I think I need to put it online. I do have the audio of it.
You have to.
I think I should. There's just no video component. But I was in a tank top and board shorts. And
that sounds amazing.
It was erotic. It was really erotic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really changed the culture of my town for a night. But
I could imagine.
Yeah. Stowe was never the same.
No, it wasn't. It was Kat, are you Pennsylvania?
No, I'm from Texas.
Oh God, I didn't see that coming.
Really?
Why I'm a Christian.
Fuck, Pat, are you South too?
No, I'm Long Island.
How am I? I'm not so good at geotagging people, and I figured I clocked you as Nashville, Pat.
Really?
Ooh, that's cool.
I guess I like that.
Pat, congratulations.
I guess I like that. I'm better than Long Island. Long Island, it's like, it's so void of culture and anything. Not that I care about that.
Oh, you were telling me like the name of your town. It's all like, directional things.
Yes, right. East Northport. It's like, hello, what direction is it? hello.
You're on one.
Yeah, Pat, are we the same age as well? I know Kat, we're around the same.
I just did the math. You said you graduated high school in 2005.
You've been crunching that math. Yeah.
I crunched it. I crunched chomp. The famous math equation of plus one because I graduated high school. I graduated high school in 2006.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I was a junior. This is always what I say. It's so on the pod, like,
is this so you, if you were a junior,
I was a junior when Kristen Cavallari was a junior on Laguna Beach season one, right, on TV. And she's actually a year older than me, but like when the season played, she was a junior. And then season two, when she was a senior and took over VO responsibilities, I was then a senior. So like that really is kind of the main grade to be in. So was cool. But you were LC, you were low, you were Morgan and Christina, you were Stephen Coletti, you were
OC. I was a big OC. Yeah, I was.
Oh yeah.
Is that what you said?
No, I said I said LC, but these ideas are closely connected because it's
based. I have vowel and I have letter blindness. So.
I think that's beautiful. You know, I just met on the picket line Adam Brody. Imagine.
Oh, imagine that is a really good one.
Imagine how that felt. Imagine how that felt.
I adore OC was him.
He did keep the kind of like the there's something a little Woody Allen-y about what he did, not in terms of his private life, but in terms of like culturally keeping the hot nerd alive.
Which
is not good. Which is not good.
For some reason, Chris, right before he logged on, I established a new catchphrase of saying 1,010% when I agree with something.
Chris, that's 1,010.
Yeah, you're keeping it 1,010.
He makes
today.
Me want to la-la in the kitchen on the floor.
Kat, you have a lot of catchphrases too.
I'm always making up little words that don't exist.
What's the newest? What's the latest on the scene?
Well, because I'm fostering Miss Cookie, I just say, look at Miss Cookie being so incorporated. She's being incorporated every hour. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, guys, she's being incorporated.
Yeah,
it's gotta stop.
Look at Miss Cookie taking a loan out. Yeah,
Miss Cookie is being a notarista. She's getting it done.
She's transferring friends.
I wish I understood incorporate. Like,
it's so impossible.
I have no idea what I'm saying.
I asked a guy that's like accountant, and let's say his name was like John Adams or something.
Yeah, classic.
He was okay. That's a bad name. And he kept saying, Chris, look. We talked for an hour and a half, and he was like, "Chris, look, you're not making John Adams money."
Oh, no,
and he was like, "When you are making John Adams money, you give me a call, but you're, and he was, he kept screaming about himself.
Who said this to you?
This account. No, it was incredible. Yeah, this
that's like unbelievable.
But he kept referring to himself as this, oh my God.
Certain, his clientele has a certain level of money.
That is crazy.
I mean, Chris, look.
I love you.
You are not near John Adams' money right now. But I'm like, so why are we talking for upwards of 2 hours?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I briefly entertained like hiring a business manager, and both of the ones I talked to on the phone, both were eating sandwiches during our call. Oh. Like in a very comical way. And it didn't pan out. Like, look, yeah, like I can get you a Tesla. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I will bet business. I will say everyone's business manager tells them to get a Tesla because apparently, like, you can write it off or something.
Oh my God! If I had a Tesla, I would. I think a Tesla would be worse than a DUI for my relationship to the public. Like, I would be ruined by a Tesla.
Yeah,
that
you would.
That would be the most disgusting. Oh, no, I would bounce back if I saved someone's life from a DUI. Saying, yeah.
I'm saying you can bounce back from DUI. A Tesla, there's no. I want to get a Jeep. I already discussed this on the podcast, but it hasn't come out yet. But I want to get a Jeep when I move here.
My friend got in a big argument recently with someone about how you can call any car a Jeep.
That's obviously not true.
It almost got into a physical altercation.
Yeah, that
your
would.
Friend. Look, I'm no I'm, John Adams, right, right? But I don't think that's a good. I don't think that's accurate.
I'm feeling myself almost get physical right now over it. Yeah, I'm borderline physical over it.
It's like calling any car a Mini Cooper, right? You can't be, you can't, it's too, it's like a specific brand of car.
Yeah, it's one of the few ones you really can't do.
Yeah, but, that's just not it.
What kind of Jeep are you going to get, Pat?
I don't care. Something reasonable.
With the doors off?
No, that's what I wanted when I was little.
No roof, no doors, no tires, no seats. We're off-roading.
When I was young, I wanted a yellow Jeep Wrangler so bad. I thought that would be so fun and cool and hot. But I was like,
You should get it now.
No, now I don't want to be an adult with it. I was like, if I was in high school and could have any car, that would have been the moment for me to have it. But I also would have been too afraid to have it because I wouldn't have wanted to call any attention to myself.
That's exactly the style that I had. I wanted a Geo Tracker, yellow Geo, which is the shittiest little thing. Like,
oh,
they flip
I
over every time you turn them on. Like, it's like a 100% flip over rate, even just starting it. Like, my friend drove one, and on the way to school every day, you'd see his car sideways, like on someone's lawn. Sometimes on someone's stairs, and he would just be sitting with his head and this like shaking. It's like, I know I shouldn't. At least once a week. Yeah.
And you wanted that.
Yeah, I want it now. I'm on Carvana. I'm like,
My cousin who's like a teacher told me about Carvana, but it's like, you know, when people.
Hey, Chris, my friend's cousin who is a teacher told me about Carvana.
So
that does sound like a sponsored post, like a really bad sponsored post.
Well, here's what I'll say about my cousin and her then fiance, now husband, told me they came together as a couple and in a unified front told me about Carvana on a deck. And I said, oh, that sounds so good. Like, you can get really good deals, whatever. I go on, like, everything you search is like $18,000. I was like, then I'm not doing an app if it's 18K. You know what I mean? Like,
it's all 18K. It's like a 2001 Corolla for 18K.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think that's
a lot.
Well, it's a lot. Yeah. So I think for some people, Carvana maybe makes sense. But for me,
you can put yourself on Carvana, Pat, and you can just I want to do that with Petfinder. Like, it's like,
my God.
I think it'd be really funny to like have a guy in a dog suit on Petfinder and people like scrolling through. And it's
totally.
Like,
my friend and I did have an idea that like we want to do a show where comedians even just people read the Petfinder monologues. Like, my name is Mitzi. It's like, I'm a little shy at first.
I love it. Yeah.
The writing is like exquisite. They're so funny.
I'm not good with other dogs. Yeah.
It's like, I get a little excited.
But then it's always like something really fucked up. Like,
it gets a little
if
dark.
If I'm left alone. Yeah.
It can get a little sad.
I'm treacherous. Yeah.
Someone told me a story recently that their roommate, when they were away, bought a dog and was like, this dog lives with us now. And I was like, okay. And like, everyone loves dogs. And they were like, I love the dog. But then they find out that the dog, after the fact, So the dog ultimately, like, violently attacked both the other roommates.
No.
And then they found out that the roommate who brought it in had gotten it from a kill shelter that, like, it was sent to because it couldn't stop attacking violently everyone that it came into contact with. And so it's so good to rescue a dog, but she didn't tell her roommates, like, this dog has violently attacked every human it's ever come into contact with, and it does live with us now. And so, like, just be mindful. You know what I mean? Like, you have to then tell, I think, and disclose.
Practice mindfulness when you're around this dog.
This is an incredibly... Hey, just so you know, guys, this dog that I'm bringing into the house is incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, like, if you are near it, it will try to kill you with its mouth. So yes, just know that when you're thinking about being near it.
I think that's a good thing to know about dogs, too, is, like, everyone thinks they have domain over dogs, but it's just, if it's the dog small enough, yeah, you can pick up the dog, but otherwise,
yeah,
you have, no one has any control, unless you're, like, unless you have both feet in the dog world, and you know how to be like, enough! Like, then, then you have no
totally
say in what
they're
totally
going to do. Yeah, I don't feel like I ever have say, I've never felt like I had say over what a dog would do.
And no,
great
no,
with
no.
that. And if I was a dog, no one would have to say over what I did.
No,
I totally get it.
Not for you.
I always experience unprecedented moments with dog. Like, people are like, oh, he's never done anything like that before. Like, they're always really surprised how. Yeah.
I never seen one quite like you. Now let me ask you this, Chris: are you allowed to reveal the title of your special, or is it secret?
Oh, I'll tell you the special. Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's called Hell.
That
I can't wait for it. It's gonna be so good.
I hope.
I'm so excited.
I can send you guys a link. I mean, it's
that'd be heavy.
Yeah. Hey, can you do you want to slash like can Kevin. You share where it will land? Well, where it will land or not yet?
I can't. I've never done that. It's the one I'm so
you're so I'm safe
such a,
not to share.
I'm such a fringe character. I've never had to keep something secret before. I'm like so not a part of that world, but this is the one time where they
totally
not say it.
Of course. Yeah. I'm still waiting for my thing I have to keep a secret. It hasn't happened yet, but there have been things I thought I had to keep a secret and I was like, mm-hmm, I really can't say. And then like the person who's probably was like, no, you can say it doesn't matter. Like you're not important. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Next time I'll say.
I know, I'm always like, I can't post photos of myself in costume. And the lead of the show is like, boom, boom, boom. Like, as if I matter at all for a second. And then So who do you want to be? What's your dream? You're living in Los Angeles. Your dreams are kind of coming true already. So what do you
I would imagine.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I do feel like I became Gen X during the pandemic. I feel like I just one day woke up and I'm suddenly steampunk, you know, like mm-hmm. I'm Amy Sherman Palladino in a top hat. I was in the room when Alanis did Jagged Little Pill. I do this in photos.
No, eyebrow, that
you know how Gen X people all, even like cool Gen X people do that in pictures.
That is, you really are the king of the specific reference that tickles the perfect part of my brain.
But in that sense, like, I am finding myself, I mean, I recently got into some trouble for posting a video about Taylor Swift fans, and I
you were coming down from this when I saw you.
I'm still coming down.
What did you say about us?
Nothing bad. Also, yeah, but I mean, I knew the risks and I took them.
Right.
And I shouldn't have. And
really? Do you regret it? Really?
Oh, deeply regret it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. It was crazy.
It was my... Who's Grizzly Man? You know, Timothy Treadwell. It was my Timothy Treadwell moment. It was, you know, like
who's that again?
Thinking I was above nature. The guy who got mauled by the grizzly bears to death because he thought he could be friends with them.
Oh my god! Yeah,
that was my Timothy Treadwell moment.
Was he in? Was he a producer on that?
Oh, I think he actually was in some.
Where did his special land?
Yeah. Oh, he can't say yet. Okay.
He landed on what's the network that plays the Oscars? But if you don't cancel it that night, it's like $80 a day. It's like
oh my
FOMO.
God.
I always do it. Yeah. But what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, no. But just in that sense, like I've I'm at a point where being. It's weird. Like, I want to, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to be making internet videos at like 40, you know?
You will.
I always think about that. I'm like, am I going to like
I don't know. What's happened to us all?
Like, it becomes increasingly less and less cute every year, you know?
I don't think so.
I don't think about that from the outside, though.
No? I think we only think that because we're, like, the first generation to take up the phone and, like, make internet
that's
videos.
Maybe that's maybe that.
We
right.
don't have model. Like, we don't have models of, like, you know,
you're a pioneer. Okay.
Making okay. videos.
No, I'm not okay.
Yeah.
Bethany Frankel is 52. She's putting out videos of her going to Olive Garden and whatnot.
She is getting that drugstore makeup, and it is just as good as Chanel, her favorite.
I think if we as a generation started using GoPros or something, that would be better. Like, I think there's little tweaks we can do to, like, make it seem less. Like, I think I'm just grasping with how much time went by the last 3 years and how sorry to bring that up. And so no. I'm just this, like, I have this twisted fantasy of becoming just like an English professor or something.
Really?
Like, I mean, it's totally twisted, but like, and I probably won't do it, but I would just love to go back to my college and teach at some point.
I'm sure you will.
One time when I was really high on amphetamines,
I sent like a lecture.
What happened? Yeah, I was really high on amphetamines. I sent like an 80-page email to like a random college professor when I was like 25, saying that like I wanted to be an English professor and that like I needed to know how to do it. And like 80 pages, like so long, being like, it's my biggest dream. Like, decided in that moment, like, you need to tell me how. Help me, please. Like, I need to do it. And then she replied like the next day, but I was like not high anymore and never looked at her response. And you now need, that woman is walking the earth. Yeah,
I so relate to that. Just like a cry for help, and then when they do help and you're like out of it, you're like,
I'm not, it's like, sweetie, I'm not high anymore.
Breathe the room. Breathe the room. I'm not high.
Yeah, that's so brutal. That's so
brutal. No, it's like when I write I'll write like drunk sad poems in my notes app, and then I
love your
poems. Like a week later. Thank you. But there are some that are not revealed to the public. And I'm like, oh, I'm so dramatic.
That's the fun, isn't that? Isn't it?
People do want to see. People want, like, that's a tough thing, too, is like they do want to see us kind of, like, disgrace ourselves. And some
yeah.
And of course. People love, like, that.
Yeah, yeah.
They love you, then you hate them. Then they hate you, then they love you. Then they lift you up. Then you're Britney. Then you're Christina.
And then we owe Rose McGowan an apology.
I bet you guys were talking about Britney's Instagram in like 2011. I bet you guys were so ahead of it.
Were we?
You know, we really occupy a space of not knowing about culture, but also not knowing about anything else.
Yeah.
We sort of know about like just ourselves and like the food we order.
You know about seafood.
This is a podcast about us and the food we order.
And if it's here. And if it's and here.
Occasionally pepper and things about people we want to have sex with, but mostly it's about us.
Your main interests include the whereabouts of your food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's on our like pet finder description.
Okay, so you want to be an English professor. Do you think you'll live in LA forever?
No, you said it. You have to be one now. You have to be one now.
You are one.
Well, Kat, you're trying to figure out if you should move to LA or not, right?
That's I'm not going to.
You're not going to.
Ever?
Never. Do you think I'm missing out?
No.
Really? I just really love it here, and I just don't think I ever. Also, like, now my brothers are here, and my boyfriend's from here, and I think we want to just, like, live here forever.
That's gorgeous. I mean, yeah, you're so New York, you know, to me.
I know. Like, but am I missing out? Because sometimes I go on Instagram, and I see all my friends at little parties getting their photo taken.
They're very good at that in LA. They're very. But trust me, as someone who's been to those things, you're not missing, like, I look at these photos. I'm like, that looks really fun. Wait, I was there, and that was, you know.
I was there. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that was actually pretty bleak. That was a pretty bleak time.
Yeah. One thing I'll never do for my whole life, and you could hold me to this, and you could hold me accountable to this. I will never walk in front of like a step and repeat unless I am begged to by the people, and it's like, Pat, you actually have to do this. Like, I will never be one of those people like waiting online to go on it. Do you know what I mean?
100%.
I have never been asked for that, but
neither have I, and I might never.
If I was asked, I would take the thing. I would go hook on it.
Totally, it's just not gonna be ever my idea, and no one's ever gonna feel like they did me a favor because I walked in front of this wall with brands on it. That will never happen.
Well, as someone who's been shooed off a red carpet, I recently got back on the horse.
You got shooed off? Kat?
I was shooed off because I went with Sarah Sherman to an event, and I like, she's like, come with me. And we're like walking across, and they're like, just Sarah, just Sarah, just Sarah. they did snap one of us together, which is absolutely, I was wearing leggings, so that was not ideal.
Anyway. Yeah. Yeah. I like leggings.
I like
leggings.
Yeah,
not for a red carpet.
Yeah. I mean, we're supposed to, we are supposed to be models now. That is something we are,
100,000.
We are expected to be models, but
comedians walk in fashion week.
Oh God. Yeah.
What are you wearing the special? Cause you always have great outfits.
Oh, I have it here. Okay. So it's
call
like
her over. Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
Yeah, it is sentient. Yeah, yeah. It's like a tower. It's a mound. It's like an orange suit with flare pants, and there's like some butterflies on it, and like it's like a kind of see-through lilac button up with my nips out. Kat,
oh, fun.
Kat is gone, right? Kat is in the
Kat is gone, but not, Kat is or, gone, but not
I thought
forgotten.
She may have been. She shines so bright. I thought that she was so scandalized by what I was saying that she was
she
perfect
can't.
Statuesque.
You don't watch Housewives, do you?
No, I should. I don't.
Oh, if you want, you don't have to. But there was an early New York. Oh my God! It's like when some. It's like when the killer comes back to life. In early, oh my God! Catherine, oh she's like,
Kat, you kind of have Kramer energy today.
I don't know if she's here, but I'll say in early New York, there's a woman named Ramona, and she is evil. But there was another woman named Alex McCord, and after season one, images came out of her doing like kind of nudes that years earlier, and when they came up, Ramona walked off set because she didn't even want to be associated with a discussion around someone who did nude pictures, and that is, I think, what's happening right here, right now.
She heard about because she knew it was only a matter of time till since I'm dropping things like Tarjay today, she knows. She knows I'm about to say free the nipple. She knows I'm about to.
I'll never forget being like, I did this like producing work at Bonnaroo in like 2014, 15. Ooh. And like,
wait, what'd you say? A producing what?
Like technically producing, like walking around man on the street style stuff. But it was like,
are legit. You are.
This was through a friend. This is through a friend. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I was even on cam. Like, it was more like, that's why I say producing. It was like very, it was like digital content. It was not, but like
new media.
It was new media 1010. And like, we had to eat our meals in this place called the Artist Catering Tent. And every day we ended up eating next to this girl named Elise, who was like, could not for the life of her explain like why she was there. But she was like so passionate about free the nipple. It was like her number one political cause. Yeah. It was all she talked about. It was like, we need to be freeing the nipple. Like, this is so crazy. And I was like, I totally agree. Like, I totally agree. But I also think there are like other issues.
That's how I felt a lot about the Free Britney movement. Like, I knew a lot of fully apolitical people. And it's like, add-on. That's an add-on to your Amazon cart. You need to also maybe be for the environment, maybe be for like other, you know, things. But just trying to, you know, just getting on that. Is Kat in danger?
Catherine, she just sent a text to the thread of our thing saying, can you let me into the room? Because her computer froze and she's trying to join on the phone. But I do think we can wrap up.
I think Kat's outside my window right now, screaming, screeching and hitting it.
We're absolutely free nipples.
Yeah. Free the nipple.
Do you have a crush of the week?
A crush of the week.
I can go first. Yeah. I have mine handy.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just say for me today, it's a little bit Catherine's piece she wrote for class, which was going to be very flattering to her because we're taking this writing class together.
Oh.
That would have been really flattering to her had she heard it. And then I will say Adam Brody, because I just met him, and he, of course, would be my crush of the week if I was near him, since after all, I was class of 06.
Yeah. Bringing it back. That's crush loyalty. Did you say the writing class was your crush of the week?
I said Catherine's piece in the writing class.
Okay. And she actually reappeared right as you said that.
I know, but it doesn't. She seems distraught.
She seems in grave danger. I think. Yeah. Like really, really emotive. Like the pathos. Like I'm mirroring her facial expression because it's so.
Yeah.
Pained.
It's like the woman in like The Scream from that famous painting, The Scream.
Yeah. The Dean Scream. Yeah. The Van Gogh's Dean Scream. My crush of the week, Pat, to be honest with you, it's Lizzie Kaplan. Lizzie Kaplan.
Oh, I have to watch this. You know, yesterday mine was Elizabeth Olsen. Are you watching Love and Death? She gives such a performance in it.
I should. It's all over my Instagram explore page.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I love
she
those
gives
two.
Like a real, she's a real actress in it where you're like, she really reminds you that actresses are important.
I've been feeling that recently. Like, I wish I'm like, oh, I don't have that access to myself. Like, I don't think I could. I've always thought I could pull it together.
I don't think so either.
But I don't have that kind of, I don't have access.
And I think ahead of these, you know, SAG-AFTRA negotiations, it's important to be remembering that actresses are important.
My computer just goes and then my speaker makes this sound that's like. Anyways, what did I miss?
Well, we were talking about crushes.
Crush of the week.
Who were the crushes? Well, mine is this banjo I'm sitting next to.
Oh my god!
You got some Cripple Creek on that? Can you play that thing?
No, it's my brother's, but I could figure it out.
Yeah, you
like
could figure
guitar.
It out.
It's like a guitar, dude.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's like an Appalachian guitar.
My crush of the week is the beauty of technology, and even though it brings us closer together, it also brings us farther apart, but it gives us an awesome story that we can tell all of our kids one day, all the kids we're going to raise together.
Yeah.
All of our
adopted
children.
They're going to get together and totally.
I was meaning to ask you guys, because I know you guys are together, and I've been asking if I wanted, you know, if I could join, you know, that kind of a thing.
Totally. Yeah. Well, December, June.
Yeah. For June. Yeah.
But even though conception hasn't happened yet, we're in the process of putting together kind of the carpool schedule and who's going to do drop off and pick up for swimming lessons and all that kind of stuff. So there's definitely some blind spots and places you can fill in. So I think you can be additive and add value in that way.
Honestly, I'm self-aware enough to know I'm not the dad. I'm the neighbor.
Oh, that's great.
I'm not the dad.
Yeah.
But the neighbor's like, oh my god, you got locked out. Why don't you come like have a snack at the neighbor's house and just hang out? Like you can totally come in and hang.
Have some bagel bites. I'll tell you a story, then you're out. Yeah.
Yeah. Incredible. I'm the mom's friend for sure.
I'm the dad. I'm not the mom. I'm done with that.
Okay, so we need a mom. We have a dad, a neighbor, a mom's friend.
We got time to find a mom. We got time. Yeah, we can absolutely find a mom.
We're looking for our mother. How I Met Your Mother, the show, the reboot. It starts now.
Pat, I'm just realizing how you loop everything together so sing-songy in this. Like,
thank you.
It's very hypnotic. It's like a, and it's usually like references to like very obscure like things I don't understand. It's like, but it's like fat. It's kind of. I'm just kind of lulled. You're like the snake from the Jungle Book. And then,
that's what I go for on this podcast. That's what I. That's my.
The snake
biggest,
from the Jungle Book.
I would say definitely my.
I think his name is Ka. K-A.
Definitely my biggest influence is Ka from the Jungle Book, and so that felt so amazing. And I'm doing it.
It's like a receptionist walking, like filling the space to get you into the room at a doctor.
Oh my god,
like,
that is like, beautiful.
Yeah, like knowing exactly how to like fill that audio realm until you're dropped off on the gurney or whatever it is you're sitting on.
Totally. Now before we go, do y'all feel hot today?
Yeah.
I do actually, which I wasn't expecting. I wasn't expecting that, but I do feel hot. So you know, everyone be careful and hopefully
careful
things will stay that way. Yeah. A butterfly can flap its wings and I won't feel hot. So I would hope all the butterflies will be mindful of that today. Yeah.
I'm oscillating between every there's certain angles where I'm like, that's hot, and there's certain angles where I'm like, almost identical to my paternal grandma. And so, like, it's one of those days where.
But was she hot? Was she hot? Was she hot?
Your PGM.
No. I mean, Pat, if we're being fully, yeah. You know, she was a very stern woman. What people be like, I'll be like, she was kind of, you know, not very warm to be around, right? Kind of like harsh. Mm. And what everyone would always say about it, they'd say, yeah, but Chris, you should have seen her swim.
No, no way.
Wow.
I thought it was just my dad compliment. Being eccentric, but then I would like brought it up to like an aunt and she was like, yeah, but like, you should have seen grandma in the, and she was in the water.
Totally,
no. Oh my God.
The grace I hope that
I can promise you both that no one will say that about me when I'm gone. No one will say
your eulogy.
That's yeah. not where
I actually
you, that's
think
not my
people
eulogy.
Will say that about me.
That's amazing.
You're good in the water, Kat?
I'm a great swimmer.
Yeah. Yeah. You were swimming young, I bet.
I was flapping around early days. Now, before we go, first of all, I think I'll start. Are you guys mad at me? Because what happened with my computer was unacceptable.
No. Makes me respect you, and it makes me respect you, Kat. And I didn't know you had a chaotic side. I thought you were pretty together. And then and so it's actually really nice. And seeing Pat kind of wrangling me and the energy, and like seeing that he's managing to multitasking, like trying to how to dismount while also keeping me around. I have respect for what was going down. I think you guys handled it really, really well.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you mad at me? Because was I like boring or kind of like not cool doing this?
Yeah, I'm super mad at you because you were boring and not cool during this. No. I was absolutely delighted. Are you guys mad at me for whatever I did?
No, this is not. I'm such a fan.
I'm only mad because I feel like we barely scratched the surface. But thank you for coming. We'll have to just
No, I mean I'm guarded. Yeah. So yeah, it's gonna take a little while. So
totally.
No way.
We'll do the work.
You're a deep
honey, you're a deep pool, and I'm gonna swim just like your paternal grandmother.
And she's gonna look absolutely hot as fuck doing it.
August 18th, you guys.
Yes. On the Weather Channel.
On the Weather Channel.com. Tune into hell.
All right, bye y'all.
Bye guys.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. If you're boring, it's fun. Seek treatment. You're unlucky in love.